Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick.
What do you say, Mr. Nick?
Hey, Mr. Will, how you doing?
We're doing all right. What's going on?
Yeah, I got new news right now. The last I got was we're not sure if this document's going to work. We're going to try to push it through. And now I'm just waiting for an email. So let me see if I can just get the yay or nay.
Wrestle that underwriter, do you?
I've almost lost my job in the past 2 weeks. I think I told you that yesterday. It's just been so crazy.
So here, tell me this, all right? If I just do this easy, send you his driver's license number.
Yeah.
And then he's willing to sign the loan documents, what?
And I can get the documents right away. I mean, it'll take an hour to generate, but we can definitely have them. We don't have to worry about people sitting around waiting on a decision if they're going to take these documents.
Okay, I'm going to sign this. What is that? That's just me saying I'm. Those are my voting rights with the company, and I'm showing you that I want to vote for this company to do this, right?
No. This is what we can do. Either William Harvey, if we get a copy of his driver's license, we can put him as the other half of the ownership, put him on the loan, and he can sign the loan, and you can be done with it, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying he's going to say, okay, I'm signing up for this loan, and I'm giving him my driver's license. He's going to say, what's this in respect to him personally? What does that do?
Nothing. Well, he's going to be signing for the loan, so if you default on this loan, him and John are going to have some responsibility. You know, we're not putting up any collateral or anything like that, but, you know, they're going
to... I'm not trying to throw any curveball at you here. I just want to be able to explain it to him real well. You see what
right.
I'm saying?
Right. So this is the best way. It's not going to go on his personal credit. It's a business loan. It's only going to go on the business credit of SK Enterprises. Right?
If he's personally guaranteeing it, what I'm asking you.
Yes, both of you are.
Okay. So it's personally guaranteeing it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. I just wanted to make sure I could tell him what this is and everything about it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right. And so SK guarantees it, or is it just John and Harvey guarantees it?
John and Harvey. It's going to only go on the business credit, but however, if the business defaults, then it'll eventually trickle down to them.
All right. That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure.
Uh-huh.
But it does not go on their credit. It's just the business.
Right. It has nothing to do with their personal credit.
All right. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, it'll never show up, so it'll never jam you up when you're trying to buy any property or vehicles or anything like that.
Okay. All right. That's what I needed to know. And then when you all do this loan for SK Enterprises, What do you file in regard? Like, you don't have any collateral from SK Enterprises. What do you
right?
Have?
Nothing.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Right.
Got access to the bank account.
Well, we don't have any permission to do anything with the bank account other than take that daily payment.
Daily
except,
or week or monthly?
Weekly. I'm sorry. Weekly. Sorry.
Monthly or weekly?
It's weekly.
Every Friday.
I believe
however we set it up.
Right. It's either going to be, I think it's Wednesday or Friday, but right.
Okay. All right.
So, however, if you default on a payment every 2 weeks, we have in the documents, there should be something like if you miss a payment because your bank account is negative, 2 weeks later, we will try to take back that payment. Right, so we won't keep trying to withdraw it every day and adding insufficient fund charges. What we'll do is at the end of every 2 week period, if you missed a payment because of a negative bank account, we will try to withdraw that money again after the 2 week period. So it
I'm
won't
not
be
trying to cast doubt your way. I'm just trying to find out all the information. Okay?
No, you should. All of that's going to be in there. So I just want to let you know how we're not trying to harm anybody. We understand that sometimes a bank account goes negative when you're moving money around. So we're not going to try to cause a lot of damage by trying to take it every day. If you miss a payment, there will be a 2-week period. And after that 2-week period, we'll try to take that original balance again that was missed.
All right. So all you need is his driver's license, and then you're going to get the documents, and then I'll get him and John to sign the documents.
Yes.
And you might, you don't know, you might, by the time I do that, you might find out it's already been gone through, right?
Exactly. But, I mean, we're obviously, they're dragging their feet on this, and I'm not allowed in that conversation. So I just have to wait. I'm sitting here waiting on emails. So I think at this point it'd be quickest to get the driver's license. And then in the meantime, if we can keep Harvey off of it, we'll just leave him off of it.
All right. I'm in here with John now, and that's what we were discussing. So I figured I'd call you and see what was happening, what was the news. So I'm going to get you his driver's license. I'm going to send it to you. How about
that? All right. That sounds great.
All right, 10-4. Bye.
Bye-bye.